Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christmas Day 2019 arrives. Pope Francis was leading Christmas Eve Mass hours ago from St. Peter's Basilica, weaving his sermon around the spiritual and personal significance of the night that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
This is the gift we find at Christmas. We discover to our amazement that the Lord is absolute gratuity, absolute tender love. His glory does not overwhelm us. His presence does not terrify us. He is born in utter poverty in order to win our hearts by the wealth of his love.
The Pope also telling the faithful, quote, "You may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a complete mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you." Today is also the third day of Hanukkah. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Many world leaders are waiting rather uneasily, it's believed, this morning to see what sort of, quote, Christmas gift North Korean leader Kim Jong-un plans to give the United States. Kim warning that he will have what he's called a Christmas gift for America unless the Trump administration was to have lifted economic sanctions by the end of the year. President Trump himself did not seem terribly concerned when questioned about it by reporters yesterday.
Maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test.
If Kim does, as many suspect, he will launch a long-range missile test. It will be the first time he's done so in over 2 years. An apparent murder-suicide reported in Florida on Christmas Eve. Lakeland police say three adults died in the tragedy. Four children were rescued, all under the age of 10. They're now said to be unharmed and safe. Police not discussing a motive yet, and this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Half of American workers ending 2019 without getting a raise at work this year. A Bankrate survey says cost of living raises used to be common, but now even they are rare. Nearly a third of those getting raises did so by finding a higher paying job. One analyst said companies are no longer giving everyone the same percentage salary increase, even when they do give raises, but now they're rewarding their top performers only. A viral Facebook post that claims Kroger's supermarkets are giving away free groceries for a year is fake. The grocery chain is warning customers about that phony Facebook page that started the whole thing. It's been shared tens of thousands of times. The Facebook post claiming that Kroger.com is celebrating Christmas by giving away groceries for a year to four lucky families. Kroger says on Twitter it's a fake Facebook page and they recommend customers not even click on the link in the page. And California police say two porch pirates were arrested after flipping their car while trying to escape from police in Chico. The two suspects allegedly had over 100 pieces of stolen mail and packages in their car at the time. The man and the woman now charged with identity theft, mail theft, and violation of probation. Neither one hurt in the rollover, Deputies found packages from 37 different addresses in their car, as well as a little methamphetamine. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Live. Dude, ladies and gentlemen, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. You don't get here without, doing a lot of work. But I think that in retrospect, you can look back and said, and consider that maybe a lot of the hard work that we did previously was ill-based and ill-founded. Because look at the fruit of that work and where we are right now. Today, whether it's impeachment or impeach must, that matters so little because there is just something so magical and special about this tradition here in this country that, yes, it came across from Europe, and there's a lot of rich history about the spirit of Christmas, and who better to talk about it than the award-winning syndicated columnist himself, historian, author, Bruce Kaufman. Bruce, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you as well, Bill, and to all your many, many listeners.
Yeah, we need to just, embrace the season. You know, we're going into the fourth week of Advent, which is, the 4 weeks leading up to the anticipation of the Christmas season and the arrival of Emmanuel, God with us, in such a special time. And, of course, this week coming up is love.
Yep, it is. This is one of the holiest periods in the entire year, and it is because the birth of our Savior.
Yes.
Because of the birth of Jesus.
So much more important than what's happening in Washington, D.C. So I keep telling my friends that want to get amped up. I understand it's easy to get caught up in that stuff, but like anything that runs the emotional gamut, that too shall fade. But what are we doing? Why would we want to exchange the richness, the true richness of this season for something that is going to fade so quickly?
Good question, Bill. It's just, I guess it was just timing. I know you're talking about the impeachment process. I live in the Washington metro area. I'm as subjected to it as anybody. But yeah, let's put that aside for now and just kind of concentrate on, the beauty and the love and all of that is endemic to this time of year.
You know, Bruce, every week we have a report from what we call the Good News Girl. Samantha Mao comes on and she exchanges stories. People giving these viral videos in a very, enriching and expansive sort of way. And I say expansive in terms of our humanity, because we have to get outside of ourselves. And when you see what people are giving and how they're blessing one another during this season, there's just something about this time of year that really provides us an opportunity to hit the reset button, to take a pause, and to consider our fellow man.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill, and that's the column that I wrote about that'll be published next week in my newspapers, which is a special spirit of Christmas moment, and I'd love to share it with you and your listeners.
Yeah, I would, and that's why I love this idea and why we're setting it up this way, because as you write, and as we've been seeing in earlier reports all week long, or at least the last several weeks, is that the spirit of Christmas is found in the unlikeliest of places, right?
my story is the likeliest places. So I want to start with that, that sometimes Christmas spirit is found in the likeliest places. We always talk about how, you know, the super rich, so many of them, all they care about is money. All they care about is money, and anybody who gets in their way in their acquisition of billions of dollars, you know, gets crushed, and that's all they care. Well, this is a story that proves, this is an example of how wrong that is. And I'm going to begin with, it begins in 1939. The giant retailer company back then, Montgomery Ward, every Christmas it gave away coloring books to the children of its customers. But in 1939, it decided to create its own story, its own original Christmas storybook. And so it asked this lowly guy, this lowly ad copywriter in the marketing department, his name was Robert May, they asked him to write up a story. But they told him, you have to make an animal the central character in the story. So May chose a reindeer because his daughter Barbara, 4 years old, every time they went to the zoo, she wanted to see the deer. So he chose a reindeer. And then, drawing on his own childhood, where he was a very shy, lonely boy, he was ostracized by his friends, he didn't have any friends, spent most of his time in his alone. And so he created this character, this reindeer, who was also, because he had a red shiny nose, he was ostracized by the other reindeer. They wouldn't let him play in any reindeer games, and they laughed at him and called him names. This is what May was writing. But then, one foggy Christmas Eve, according to May's story, Santa said to Rudolph, because of your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And the other reindeer, realizing that if Rudolph with that shiny nose can guide them, then they won't get lost. They'll accomplish their mission of giving all the children toys. So what did they do? They gathered around him. They shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Then May ran the verses by his daughter Barbara to make sure that it had childhood appeal. Barbara loved the story, and so he completed it before Christmas, and 2.5 million copies of this story were handed out to the delighted shoppers at Montgomery Ward. In fact, it was so popular that a publishing house, Maxim Publishers, bought the distribution rights, and the book became a bestseller.
Wow, and then, of course, Gene Autry turns it into a song. So the actual lyric, I was not aware, the actual lyric itself was written by Robert May.
Yes, the lyrics were written by his brother-in-law, who was a songwriter, decided to set the story, the poem, to music. And after Bing Crosby and Dinah Shore turned it down, Gene Autry, the singing cowboy, took a chance on it. And it became the number one song played on the radio that whole Christmas season. And today, it is the second best-selling Christmas song ever after Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
The second best, huh? Wow, that's incredible.
Yep. Absolutely. Wow. So, and here's the so now we're getting to the spirit of Christmas part of it. The royalties of both the book and the song were, of course, astronomical. But May was just an employee, a salaried employee of Montgomery Ward, so he had no rights to a dime of any of that money. He also had a problem. His wife had been dying of cancer, and the hospital bills and the medical bills had just piled up and piled up, and then she actually died of cancer. So May has got a huge financial problem. He's not even sure how he's going to be able to take care of his daughter, provide for her, given how much money he owes doctors and hospitals. So here's the Christmas spirit part. Sewell Avery, who was the president of Montgomery Ward, upon learning of May's problem, he signed over to May the total copyright ownership of both the book and the song.
Wow.
So May was able to properly raise his daughter, and he lived off those royalties comfortably until he died in 1976. That is the spirit of Christmas.
Bruce, that makes you cry. I mean, it is so emotional that this is what, you know, how many people would have done this? And again, this is one of those... It goes in the files of only in America. Where else in the world would something like this, this kind of grace and acknowledgement and, as you say, the spirit of Christmas be exchanged? I mean, this is awesome that, you know, that May would eventually be signed over the copyright ownership of the book and song. And there's so many other stories in this naked city like that. And as you say, wow, I'm so glad that you shared this with us. And of course, it'll be, you know, part of your, it'll be your column next week, right?
That's right. It will be. And it's a true story. free.
Okay, and when we come back, we're going to remind everybody how they can subscribe, which is absolutely free, by the way, because it is the spirit of Christmas, and we're in a giving kind of mood, as we are 365 days a year. So more from Bruce Kaufman on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little land.
Little music. music for the season here for you. How you doing? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. So tell your friends, spread the good word, because we have people like Bruce Coffin on with us. I mean, and Bruce is such a joy, and he's with us. Gosh, do you feel like an indentured servant or something? I mean, you and I have been together, because actually you're a bad indentured servant, because I don't pay you anything, so it's kind of a lousy gig. But I am so grateful to you for your gifting, how God has blessed you, and that you're so willing to share with all of us your talent. And because I know, you know, whenever you're on the air, people tell me, go, oh my gosh, I so look forward to hearing from Bruce Coffin, and, you know, getting his you know, his reports that I subscribe to 3 times a week. He sends me these brilliant pieces and encouragements, and it's such a blessing. And I just want you to know, the audience just loves you to death, Bruce.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill. I mean, one of the joys of my life is that what I really love what I do. I really love what I do. History has always fascinated me. As I've always said, a lot of the times, the truth is stranger than fiction. There's so many stories in history that if you try to pitch this to a Hollywood producer, he'd throw you out of his office saying that's not real, when a lot of times it is real.
Right.
That's what just fascinates me, is that the truth can sometimes be far more fascinating than actual fiction, and that's what I love about it.
Well, you know, you think about the gold and then our hills. I mean, there is so much gold, so much richness in the history of the world and of our country. Things that, you know, because of, you know, some disparate emotions, I think some things that we end up cheating ourselves out of the rich benefits of the history that our forefathers who have lived before us and what they've passed on. And I just think, you know, having you here is just so important, because it reminds us of that, especially like the story and, you know, of the spirit, the real spirit of Christmas and what it's all about. And I know it's our ambition for most of us to live out that spirit in our own little way. We may not be the one who can sign over, you know, a gazillion dollars to an employee who rightfully deserves it for his effort, but there might be other things, and you just never know. You know, the Bible talks about that aptly spoken word, and I hear stories anecdotally all the time, Bruce, where it's nothing more than a word, you know, that, or a smile, an acknowledgement of a fellow human being on this journey of life that we pass as we go through this journey of life together.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. That is the Christmas spirit. That is what it was instilled with us by, you know, the birth of Jesus. So, right?
Yes.
We were in a sinful world. God sent Jesus down to be sacrificed for our sins. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we ought to keep in mind just how, you know, we should focus on the positive. Okay,
right.
I live in a city where we're right now focusing all on the negative. But if you focus on the positive, the good things that we do, the good things that this nation has done, that is one of the things that always bothered me, is all these people who focus on, you know, that the United States is not an exceptional nation, and all of the bad things that we've done in our history. Yes, we've done bad things in our history. Mm-hmm. But all in all, we are a great country. We are the greatest country ever created. And one of the reasons we are is because we acknowledge our mistakes and we try to fix them. And that's something that we, you know, during the Christmas season, I think it's important to remember that we've been redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore,
yes, exactly,
we ought to be looking forward, okay, to being better human beings, kinder to our fellow man, like the story I just told.
Exactly.
And that, you know, that is the spirit of Christmas.
And Bruce, to your point here, people shouldn't freak out, because all this negative stuff, it offers contrast for the good. That's what makes the good stand out all the more, because, you know, because in a lot of ways, you know, that negative stuff, that's theoretical. That's what if kind of stuff. But the stuff in contrast, it's real. It's true. It's just like this story that you just shared with us. And another story, as I mentioned in the last segment, about this real estate company, not too far from you. It was a Maryland real estate company. They handed out red envelopes to employees during their annual holiday party last weekend. Now, no one knew what to expect. And there's 198 employees of St. John Properties, and they received surprise bonuses averaging $50,000. It was a holiday miracle most didn't see coming. All the bonuses totaled around $10 million, as I mentioned earlier. As one of the recipients, an assistant project manager, said when she opened the envelope, she said, "I was in total disbelief. I couldn't believe I saw what I saw." Don't even have words to properly describe how it felt. It was just amazing and incredible. I'm still in shock. It's definitely life-changing. And when I saw the video of some of these people opening up, you know, the tears welling up, the impact, I mean, that this gift, this generous gift from the owners of the company, what they passed on to their employees. Let me tell you, these 198 employees, they're going to go through cement walls for this company, being so grateful for how they were acknowledged and the gift that was given. I mean, which is, again, all in rhythm and in sync with the spirit of Christmas, the real spirit of Christmas.
Absolutely. And again, in some ways, it's just like my story, okay? This is a very successful company, just the way the president of Montgomery Ward at that time was a very successful company. And what do they do? And you know, we always, again, as I said, we talk about how the rich, you know, we denigrate the rich. Mm-hmm. We say, you know, the rich, all they care about is money. They don't care about anything else. Those are two examples, mine and yours, that shows how untrue that can be.
Well, the other thing, too, Bruce, was remember when Donald Trump gave a big tax break, and he was given it, and everybody was, these companies, all they're going to do is they're going to pocket that money.
Right.
Well, ironically, and much to their disdain and surprise, which little was reported in the follow-up, you know, people got bonuses, they got wages increased. The people, because, you see, when people make those kind of statements, you can tell that they're not business people. You can tell that they've never signed the front of a check. And you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to be insulting about it. I'm just trying to be real. Because the people who sign the front part of a check, in order to have that privilege, in many cases, and the stories are profound and profuse, Bruce, what they've given up, how they've taken loans from, you know, friends and relatives in order to start up this business, how this idea kept them up at 3 o'clock in the morning and saying, hey, you need to do this. And next thing you know, they're starting to break ground on buildings and they're hiring people and they're expanding and they're being successful to get to the point now to where they can share that because of all that they've done, Bruce, to realize this business, they realize that in order for the business to continue, it's about the people who work for them, and they honor their people. And when people outside, especially in this political environment we live in, when reckless comments are made, or you know, the wealthy people of this country who have built this country, who have created jobs for Americans and that sort of thing, when they are maligned, the way in which it seems to be so common, and it's the voice of the, you know, I would say, you know, kind of interesting, you know, it's the voice of the mainstream media and some ideologues that have no clue about what's involved in starting and maintaining a business.
Right. No, absolutely right. So you're in a garage. Okay, and you're working late at night, and all of a sudden you come up with this idea. But the thing about capitalism, the thing about private enterprise is that you need people. You can't do the whole thing by yourself. You
exactly.
need a chain of people to put together a successful company. And so you so, I mean, in terms of what we were just talking about, yes, it is very charitable for them to do this, but it is also very good business sense.
Exactly.
Right? It is good business sense to treat your employees well, because, as you said, they'll walk through cement for you if they are treated properly, and if they understand that you acknowledge their importance.
No.
Then yes, then you
exactly.
then you've not only done the Christian thing, but you've done a smart business thing, because people are going to be loyal to you, they're going to work hard for you, and they're all going to be successful together.
30 seconds left, Bruce. You are bearing gifts. Remind everybody how they can subscribe.
Go to my website, historylessons.net, and on the right-hand side, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings. Type in your first name, last name, email address, and then pick of the three offerings, my quote of the week, my history column, and my thinking out loud column on the politics that you and I talk about.
Bruce Kaufman, he is the gift of Christmas present, and we always appreciate him being with us, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Hey, Bruce, Merry Christmas to you and the family.
You as well.
Happy New Year to you. Okay, buddy, we'll see you next year.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Take care. God bless.
Poor digestion can lead to many unpleasant symptoms that can wreak havoc on your happiness. Don't suffer in silence. Get Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Digest, the most potent and pure source of vegetarian enzymes to support the digestion of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fiber, and dairy. Quantum Digest. Don't eat cooked food without it. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christmas Day 2019 arrives. Pope Francis was leading Christmas Eve Mass hours ago from St. Peter's Basilica, weaving his sermon around the spiritual and personal significance of the night that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
This is the gift we find at Christmas. We discover to our amazement that the Lord is absolute gratuity. Absolute tender love. His glory does not overwhelm us. His presence does not terrify us. He is born in utter poverty in order to win our hearts by the wealth of his love.
The Pope also telling the faithful, quote, "You may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a complete mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you." Today is also the third day of Hanukkah. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Appreciate you sharing part of your day with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're going to be talking with Dr. Len Friedland in just a moment, Vice President and Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health and Vaccines of North America, GSK, because, look at, you know, with the close of the new year, you know, New Year's resolutions, all that good thing. We always hear that one of the top New Year's resolutions is we're going to take better care of ourselves, kind of in the spirit of Yogi Berra, right, who said that if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd take better care of myself. But we seem to have turned that corner, and people, I'll tell you, Dr. Friedland, I'd say overall, people are much more sensitive about their health these days, and that continues to grow in awareness and application, does it not?
Well, absolutely. And as we age, we want to live long, healthy lives and taking care of ourselves and making sure that we're doing all the right things, nutrition, exercise, and medical care, including vaccinations, is going to help us so that as we age, we have every opportunity to take full advantage and live those healthy lives.
Exactly. As you talk, you know, particularly adult vaccinations, you know, we always think, well, when you're younger, you need vaccinations. But as we age, you know, to protect ourselves, we need to consider seriously adult vaccinations, because especially 1 in 3 people in the United States will develop shingles in their lifetime. But there are vaccines available to help prevent shingles, a painful rash that develops on one side of the face or body. Even if you're in good health, you may still be at risk if you've had chicken monkeypox. So explain to our audience, Dr. Friedland, you know, what exactly is shingles?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great setup. So shingles, also known as the herpes zoster, is caused by a reactivation of the varicella zoster virus, which is the virus that causes chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
Now, more than 99% of people in the United States over age 50 have evidence that they had chickenpox when they were younger. Even if they don't think they had it, more than 99% of all people over 50 have that evidence. And when we get a case of chickenpox, although the symptoms go away, the virus doesn't leave our body. It stays in our body, and it essentially goes to sleep inside our nerves. And it's sleeping there. We call that dormant.
Mm-hmm.
As we age, our immune systems decline in function, both the number of our immune cells and how they work. And at a certain level, as this immune system declines with age, the virus can wake up, can reactivate. When that happens, it travels down our nerves, and it can produce this painful, itchy, debilitating rash.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few facts for you, just to add to what you were saying. There are 1 million new cases of shingles every year in the United States in people over the age of 50. The lifetime risk for people over 50 is 1 in 3.
Wow.
Have a case of shingles. And for those lucky enough to live to 85, the risk is 1 in 2 during the rest of their lives. This is a very common illness, and it can be absolutely devastating and debilitating. You talked about the painful rash that can last 2 to 4 weeks, typically on one side of the body. Even after the rash is gone, the pain can persist. And in up to 18% of patients, the pain will persist for more than 3 months, sometimes for years. We call that post-herpetic neuralgia, PHN.
Mm-hmm.
PHN can be absolutely devastating and debilitating. Imagine having chronic debilitating pain every day for months, if not for years. And there are other complications of shingles as well, including some very serious eye complications that can occur. And so the best way to prevent this is to actually prevent it, and we do that through vaccination. And all people over the age of 50 are recommended to receive a shingles vaccine in the United States by the Centers for Disease Control.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Friedland, what kind of reaction is common with the shingles vaccine? Do we have to deal with much reaction after getting vaccinated?
Yeah. So, Bill, let me just talk about vaccination, and then I'll get specifically to your questions about what to expect after vaccination. So the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, recommends that all people in the United States over age 50 be vaccinated to help protect against shingles. And they should be vaccinated with the preferred shingles vaccine by the CDC. And that vaccine is called Shingrix, S-H-I-N-G-R-I-X. And Shingrix is a shingles vaccine that was discovered and developed by my team at GSK. And it is the preferred vaccine for all people over 50. Shingrix is a two-dose vaccine, meaning the second dose is given 2 to 6 months after the first dose. Now, what can people expect when they're vaccinated? People can expect injection site pain, redness and swelling, occasionally fever, shivering, muscle aches, some GI discomfort. And it can last for 2 to 3 days, and it's not more common with the second dose compared to the first dose. So it's important to know that these things can happen, but they're transient. They typically last 2 to 3 days. But it's important to be vaccinated because this disease is very common, and it can be absolutely debilitating. And so it's really important to speak to your doctor, speak to your pharmacist if you're over the age 50 about shingles vaccination. And I'll also add, since we talked about this earlier, is about healthy living. Ask your doctor and your pharmacist about the other vaccines that are also recommended for people over the age of 50.
Mm-hmm. So a simple doctor visit, a request for the shingles vaccine, but be specific and make sure that they're using Shingrix, right?
Yes, and so it's important to speak to your doctor about vaccination against shingles. The preferred vaccine is Shingrix. I do want to mention that Shingrix is covered by insurance. For people over 65, it's covered under Medicare and the Part D plans. And for people under the age of 65, Shingrix is covered by the private insurance plan. And then, but you can imagine, Bill, that with all people people over age 50 being recommended to receive Shingrix vaccination to protect against shingles. There's been unprecedented demand all across the United States, and occasionally the vaccine is not available in the pharmacist or the doctor's office. But be persistent and be patient. Get on the waiting list. Ask your pharmacist or your doctor to call you when the vaccine becomes available in their practice.
Mm.
You get the first dose, immediately get out your calendar and schedule when you're going to come back for that second dose 2 to 6 months later. And at our website, Shingrix.com, S-H-I-N-G-R-I-X.com, there's a vaccine locator where you can put in your zip code and you can see which pharmacies, which doctors in your community have had the vaccine available in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
So be persistent, be patient, and get vaccinated to help protect against shingles. And the preferred vaccine for people over age 50 is the vaccine called Shingrix.
Right. And as you say, Dr. Friedland, vaccination, that's the only way to help reduce the risk of developing shingles, right?
Absolutely, because we know that more than 99% of people over age 50 have this virus in their body. It can reactivate. We know that the lifetime risk is 1 in 3 will have a case of shingles after the age of 50. And so the only way to deal with this is to prevent it, and we can do that through vaccination, and that's why the CDC recommends that all people over age 50 be vaccinated to help protect against shingles, and the preferred vaccine is the Shingrix vaccine. Mm. It's available in pharmacies and doctor's offices right now, and it's covered by insurance.
You're right, exactly. No, that's excellent news, and it seems like it's a no-brainer here, Dr. Friedland. I mean, you can go in and prevent the disease, the onset of the reaction to chickenpox, and deal with shingles that could take you months, years possibly, in dealing with it, or go in and get vaccinated, and you don't have to worry about that, right?
Yeah, the important thing is to speak to your doctor.
Exactly.
The major risk factor here is advancing age, but also people who have compromised immune systems, they can be at increased risk. In fact, they are at increased risk for developing shingles and complications thereof. So the critical thing is speak to your doctor, speak to your pharmacist over the age of 50 about vaccination to help protect against shingles and all the other vaccine-preventable diseases in adults.
Very, very quickly, we've got to wrap it up. Where can they go for more information, Dr. Friedland?
So the first place you should always go is speak to your doctor and speak to your pharmacist. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, you can go out to the website Shingrix.com, S-H-I-N-G-R-I-X.com, where there's information about the disease shingles, the vaccination, the recommendations for Shingrix, and where the vaccine can be found with a vaccine locator.
Exactly. Dr. Len Friedland, Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health Vaccines at North America at GSK. Dr. Friedland, thank you for the time and information. This is awesome. Appreciate it. Take care.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle
middlemen and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are, as we are 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The senior editor at stream.org, Rachel Alexander, joins us now. Rachel, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Hey, we got so much to talk about here. Speaking, Merry Christmas. Happy impeachment to you. Only in America.
I'm really happy, though.
Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. Talk about the Grinch of all Grinches here, brought to you by Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler, and Adam Schiff.
Oh, my gosh. What a show. I mean, this is just, it's just a joke, because he's not going to be removed from office. You know, if the House impeaches him, the Senate's not going to remove him. So why are they even going through the motion? You know, I think they're just trying to tarnish Trump and make him look bad.
Yeah, but,
and hopes that will help, you know, defeat him for re-election.
But at what cost, though? What they're putting on the line here? I mean, if the Brexit election is any indication, Rachel, if it's a portend of what could happen and what some have been saying about 2020, the Democrats are doomed here. I mean, they're going off the abyss, and in such a way that they're going to crash and burn so hard that I think it's going to take them years to recover.
Yeah, and you can tell because of all the Democrats who are defecting, and
yes.
And that one Democrat we just heard who switched parties because he's so disgusted with the impeachment. It's already backfired. One of my articles I wrote recently was, was how this is backfiring on them, and how the polls are showing that support for the impeachment is dropping after the impeachment hearing started.
Exactly. And, you know, this is what they're going to have to deal with is, you know, the ill effects of all this. Nancy Pelosi was trying to do everything she could to hold on to the gavel. It's just gone nuclear to her own demise. And dare I say, I mean, unless I'm missing something here, I think this is just going to devastate the Democratic Party as evidence right now, because they don't have, you know, everybody in lockstep behind us. They've got enough to pass it, probably. Nancy Pelosi has been known to be a good number counter. She's not going to take it to this point, but still, she knows that if it goes to the Senate, it's a fait accompli. And on top of that, I think she's banking and hoping that the Republicans, in their own typical manner, are very calm and reasonable about this, and they do not return fire in the same manner to which the House had fired upon the House Republicans. Because if all hell breaks loose and Mitch McConnell is forced to really open this body of corruption up, I mean, this is going to be a mess, Rachel.
Yeah, well, I think it's really telling the fact that Nancy Pelosi just seems so hesitant. You know, sometimes she doesn't want to go through with the impeachment, other times she did. I mean, she was back and forth. She's like a nervous Nelly because she knows it can probably backfire on them.
Exactly. Well, I mean, meanwhile, you had Adam Schiff this weekend on TV, and I mean, it was embarrassing. I mean, here's a guy who's claimed he had all the goods, had all the information, and, you know, he says, well, we just didn't know. We didn't know then what we know now. Wait a minute, we're not talking 10 years ago. We're just talking a couple of years ago, and this came from you who said you had all the goods and that, you know, it was just a matter of time before the president was doing a perp walk.
Okay, and you're talking about the information that they provided to get the FISA warrant?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the FISA warrant. I'm talking about the Russian collusion, all this stuff that Adam Schiff has been promoting all this time. And, of course, James Comey, he's another one who now, after the Horowitz report, says, well, he was right, I was wrong. So, for, you know, get over it. Let's move on. Wait a minute. You were the FBI director. You participated in the FISA abuse. You signed off on two, maybe three, by his own admission, applying for the FISA warrant, and he should have known better. And to be so casual to think that here he is as the director, well, I've got thousands of people under me. It's not like I know everything. Well, wait a minute. You're signing off on it. You better know everything.
Well, something that high level as well he would have had to have signed off on. No, I think full of crap. He's lying. He knew what was going on, and, you know, with the FISA warrant, and, you know, as for them claiming that they had the goods on Trump, I think this impeachment hearing to have just called them out on that and shown that their witnesses did not have evidence of a quid pro quo or, you know, crimes that he had done. I think it made them look really bad and showed that they never had the information they claimed they did.
Well, and there's and the whole indictment. I mean, what they've been saying, it went from quid pro quo, it was coercion, it was bribery. I mean, well, wait a minute, what is it? You know, after all that we've gone through, what is it? You've changed, and then you went from at least four. There's four. There's so many more we could do, but we're only going to focus on four. And then you come, you know, with the final agreement on the articles of impeachment, and it's only two things that you have a problem of. But even in that, Rachel, there's no crime. Where's the said crime, you know, that you're trying, you know, to pin here on Donald Trump? I don't see it. You're an attorney. You know this better than I do. So I'm yielding to you.
Whenever you can't find a crime on someone, but you want to take them down, you just, you know, use these process crimes like obstruction of justice. Mm-hmm. That's a process crime. That's not, you know, the actual thing where he did anything wrong. So, you know, that is what the vague way they're going to try to take him down. And, you know, as I said, they're not going to get anywhere with it. So it's just a waste of time.
Well, really, and even some of the arguments that they have here, it's a separation of state, you know, issue where, you know, the Congress wants to hold Donald Trump, for obstruction because he's exercising his executive privilege. He's not going to open up all the books and have everybody investigated and spend more time. Oh, yeah, by the way, during the Mueller investigation, he released over 1 million pages of documentation. I mean, when is enough enough here?
Yeah, it is. It's gone way too far. And at this point, you know, they need to wrap it up and they need to quit trying to play the silly game. And I can't wait till they bring it over to the Senate to see what the Republicans are going to do. It sounds like they're not going to bring witnesses. It sounds like they're just going to go through it really fast. But I think whatever it is, it'll just make the Democrats look even worse.
Well, the double-edged sword on this is that if you go fast, then you're doing the very thing that Jonathan Turley had warned the Democrats for doing. You're going fast and you're going skinny. And there's not a whole lot of substance here with what you're doing. And the obstruction that you are accusing the president of is the very thing that you're doing. If when it goes to the Senate, If they're equally fast, then we're going to miss things in translation here. And if we're serious about making sure this doesn't happen again, Rachel, you know there has to be consequences. There has to be the light of day on all the shenanigans that the Democrats, that Lisa Page and Peter Stroke and, just go right on down the list, John Brennan, Clapper, the whole cabal of the deep state and what they did, against a presidential candidate, a Republican presidential candidate. And I got to tell you, I am really, that's one thing I'm really surprised about is why the Republican Party, even more so, has not been, so outraged that it was their candidate. You know, say what you want to say about Donald Trump. I mean, even though you're starting to look bad because everything he has said that he was going to do, he has done. The things that he called out about this country and about the political process, more people are agreeing with him than not. And even those staunch Republicans that could not stand Donald Trump to begin with are going, God, this guy's delivering the goods here, man. We got to go along with him now. We've got to really support him. But in mass, though, I think, I'm surprised Republicans in mass are not really just circling the wagons in some demonstrative sort of way to tell the Democrats and the rest of the country that this is unacceptable.
Yeah, I think they could do a lot better of a job, too. And the problem is you just have, the noisy defectors in the Republican Party who are still never Trumpers.
Right.
And the media gives them all this attention.
Right.
I'm going to Drudge Report, as we're talking, and I see, Carly Fiorina is calling to impeach him.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're having our own just turn on him, and they're getting all the media attention instead of the ones who are circling the wagon. But I do want to say, you convinced me. You put forth a really good argument why the Senate should not skimp on this and why they really need to do a thorough job. And you're right, because we can't let this kind of a constitutional problem happen again, because this is not grounds for impeachment. This needs to be shut down.
Yeah, you really need to lop its head off. And the manner in which they need to do that, though, Republicans have a way of being a little soft and very compassionate. But, sometimes justice has to be rendered. And I believe that if they sugarcoat this and they do what James Comey did to Hillary Clinton, look what happens. She lives another day. She's got plausible deniability and with it, room for credibility. James Comey, the same way. This is what you get.
Yeah, they've got to nip this in the bud. They've got to shut it down. They can't, play softball with the Democrats, because Democrats aren't playing softball with them.
No.
They need to step up their game, and, the Senate, doesn't need to lay back and take this. Mitch McConnell sometimes comes around and it does the right thing. I'm hoping he will, because so far he's been very cooperative with the president on this.
Mm-hmm.
So my hopes are high.
Well, Rachel has a great article, and I will direct you to Town Hall on this. You may have heard about the Border Patrol agent Nick Ivey, who was killed by smugglers. Not friendly fire. You need to read the article. Where can they go for more information, Rachel?
It's on the homepage at townhall.com right now, and it's about this book called Who Shot Nick Ivey by Huey Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an investigative journalist. He's gotten to the bottom of it, and you can go buy that book.
Wow. So very compelling. Check it out for yourself. Rachel Alexander, senior editor at stream.org. That's where you want to go to be in the flow to know. Rachel, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you next year, huh?
Merry Christmas and God bless.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on.
so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters.